Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery. Graduation is a sweet occasion, but finding the perfect gift can be a bitter struggle. MMS.com has a solution. Personalized M&Ms. Just imagine the look on your grad's face when they receive a custom candy creation featuring their school's colors, name, and even their photo printed right on some M&Ms. It's a thoughtful way to celebrate their accomplishments and make the occasion even more special. Visit MMS.com to create your own personalized gifts and party favors for graduations, weddings, birthdays, and more. That's MMS.com. Use code WONDERY to receive 15% off your next order.
The following podcast is real. It's really happening. Go ahead and take it seriously.
Whoa, wait, are you sure you want to say that?
Well, think about it, Craig. We're not getting a signal from other places. Why not check in on the wife living in, where was it again, Swamp Onion Town? No, wait, Chicago.
Yeah, but aren't we worried about Hog's Face and the Dark Lord?
Look, I can't take all of that on right now, but people have their commute or 40-minute period of staring towards the horizon wondering what went wrong to get through. And damn it, we're going to distract them. So, people of Earth, enjoy this very real, very Earth-specific show.
It's the Chicago Knitting and Supernatural.
Hello from Chicago. I'm Sarah Maher coming to you live from the Wiccan Knitter Radio Hour on Chicago Radio Network. If you've never tuned in before, this is a live stream that my friend Shirley runs, and she gave me an hour because I need to solve some mysteries. About 2 months ago, I lost a week of time. I don't know what happened. It's a total memory loss. I'm not sure if I was abducted by aliens or what, but I do know that whatever happened, I'm now somehow an expert sword fighter. So that's a clue. But I'm here and I am looking for help. And I instilled one of my greatest buddies to come and help me. And that is my man, Adil Rafai. Adil, welcome to the Wiccan Knitter Radio Hour.
Greetings. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on.
Thank you. I feel like I would be remiss if I didn't ask you what your favorite stitch is.
Ooh, my favorite stitch is probably, I think, classic, like cross stitch.
A cross stitch. Okay, mm-hmm. So you're not much of a knitter.
Is cross stitch not a knitting stitch?
No, cross stitch is cross stitching.
Okay, if I'm being honest, I've never knitted.
Cool. Cool, cool. There's only two types of stitches, mm-hmm. and I only know how to do one. So if anyone knows how to do the one that looks like V's, give us a call. Okay, so Adil, why don't you give the listeners a little view onto what happened that week that I was quote-unquote gone from your perspective. Like, basically, I just want someone to confirm, like, you never saw me, right?
No, I didn't. And we usually meet up maybe two times a week for lunch and everything. So yeah. I didn't see you at all. You didn't answer any of your texts. You didn't answer your emails.
But here's the thing. You saw Arnie, right? My husband?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I did see Arnie.
That's so weird. I haven't seen him for 2 years.
You know what's funny? Oh, my God, you're right. Didn't he disappear?
I know.
You know what? I went to your home. I knocked on a door looking for you. He answered the door and seemed thrilled to see me. And I said, is Sarah here? And he said, no. And I just said, welp, and walked away. I totally forgot he's been missing for 2 years.
You know what? That's okay. I kind of, you know, I scooted along the days.
Yeah. I like him a lot. We used to do improv together. You know, we did Worldness Tonight.
Improv.
We did, yeah. We did that for several years, and then at some point he kind of stopped doing it, and then I guess I just stopped seeing him. So when he disappeared for 2 years, I just you just accept the new normal, you know?
Totally.
It's a new norm.
But what happened to that week?
Well, what did I do? As you know, I'm a kind of a big vocal actor in the city, known for my different, you know, accents and voices that I can put on. So
Adel.
Yeah.
The Wiccan Knitting Circle is a place of honesty. You have one great Cockney accent, and that's it.
Do I?
There it is. There it is, my man.
And in that week, I did some vocal hosting for this game called Gespionage, which is a Jackbox game. Went very well.
Jackbox?
Jackbox is a who do I know there? I know someone there, game. It's like they do video games.
Ryan DeGiorgi.
Ryan DeGiorgi. I know Ryan DeGiorgi.
I love that guy.
I did that. I do a podcast with my sister called Siblings Peculaire, and that got optioned for a movie. So, I just kind of unemployed, you know, just kind of raking in the money.
Raking in the dough. All right. So we should let everyone know that the phone lines are open. We are trying to solve the mystery of what happened the week that I was gone. Did you see me on the street? Did you see me eating a grilled cheese? Did you see me on the bus eating a grilled cheese?
Knit stitches and pearl stitches.
Oh my gosh. Did you hear that? Okay.
Did he just say Neil Peart stitches?
He said knit stitches and pearl stitches. Those are the two stitches.
I think he referenced Rush drummer Neil Peart.
Did he?
Maybe.
Okay, here's the thing. You heard that, right?
I heard something.
That voice has been following me around ever since I lost that week. I mean, it's either a wizard or Santa. I don't know which one.
A wizard that talks to you. I might say that you've gone mad.
There it is. I love it. Seriously, it talks to me. We have great chats. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes he just comes in and out and he's like what he just said, like what knit or pearl.
Oh my God, you're being serious.
He goes away. Yes.
What are you able to communicate with him? Does he respond to you?
Yes. Yeah, sometimes he's a little more lucid than other times, and sometimes he's real Jacob Marley about it and clanking chains and
Jesus
all that.
Christ, Sarah. Oh my, we need to get you to a doctor or something. Do you have a concussion? Are you okay?
If I'm concussed, how did you also hear it?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't think about that.
Maybe you and we both have a concussion.
Maybe earlier when I dropped my glasses and we both reached for them and we knocked heads, maybe we both concussed ourselves.
What if that was just one of those cartoon birds?
Oh, boy. I thought I saw a putty tat. See, I just say, oh, there you go.
That was good. You should put that on your resume. All right. So we are taking calls. We should probably just sit here quietly and wait, huh? Oh, my gosh. No, wait. That's a call. Hello, caller. This is Sarah Maher on Wiccan Knitter Radio Hour with Adel Rafai.
Hi. Yeah. I'm just calling in to say that I did not see you that week.
Oh, thank you. And who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
What's your name?
My name is Greg.
Greg, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, lovely. Greg, how do you know me?
I don't, which is how I know I didn't see you that week.
Oh.
All right.
I was listening for some knitting stuff, and you said you wanted people to call in and say whether they saw
you. Whoa. Greg, you knit?
I knit.
What's your favorite type of stitch?
Backwards.
Backwards. You know what? This is a place of no judgment.
Look.
Cool.
I know a lot about knitting, all right? I've invented some new knitting maneuvers. I'm the future of knitting.
Can we hear some of them?
Yeah.
Sure. Up.
Up.
Classic movie, Pixar. Old man meets a young kid. They set off for adventure.
I've also invented the sachet knit.
What is that like?
It's like you do it while dancing sideways.
So you just knit while dancing sideways?
Yeah, you do a regular knit, but you're sashaying while you're doing it. Hey, makes you feel good about yourself.
Greg, remember the movie Sideways? I'm not going to drink any fucking Merlot.
What's up with this guy? He just loves talking about movies.
Yeah,
but do you remember that movie?
I do.
Yeah. Thomas Hayden Church, where'd he go?
Yeah, I think he's in that show Divorce.
No.
Greg, hey.
Yeah.
We need you to chill out and focus a little bit.
Okay.
If you didn't see me, where were you that week?
Well, I was just spending some time trying to get my shit together.
What did you find when you were looking for yourself?
Couldn't find me.
Oh, your name is Greg, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Greg.
Well, I'm going to take this offline.
All right. Well, good luck.
Oh, before you go, wasn't there a show called Greg the Bunny or something? remember that?
I do.
Greg the Bunny?
I do remember that.
Oh, what a weird show.
We both remember that thing you're saying.
You remember too?
I do remember that it was.
Is that
a show.
Enjoyable that you also remember what I remember?
Are you sure you guys don't know each other? There seems to be a lot of real old animosity between you two.
I don't think so. Greg, what's your last name?
Da Bunny. It's Da Bunny. I mean,
Da Bunny, is that Italian or?
Yeah. So, you know, that's why I'm aware. I'm familiar with the show Greg the Bunny.
So when that show was on the air, people were probably like, Greg the Bunny, are you Greg the Bunny?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why, honestly, even to this day, I mostly avoid saying my last name.
I feel like I want to disappear for another week.
No, don't, Sarah, don't say that. Sarah, don't say that.
Maybe I should change my first name.
Oh, my God. Okay, Greg, we got to go. Bye.
Wow, what a weird, dude.
Well, I think we should give a little bit of time to talking about witches, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it is Wiccan knitting. Have you ever met a witch?
I feel like I've met a couple witches. They weren't like full on, but like if someone tells me they're a witch, like I believe them.
What constitutes a full on witch?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Oh, that sounds some sort of Indian food. Full on witch.
A full on witch. Oh, it sounds delicious.
Or maybe Middle Eastern. Yeah.
Full on witch.
A full on witch. Oh, I did go to an Eagles concert once. I don't know if that counts. Oh, we have a call here on the line.
Oh, great. Hey, caller. Welcome to the Wiccan Knitter Radio Hour.
You're here with Adel and Sarah.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Barbara Glasshouse, and I am very upset that no one has even mentioned the Slipknot. I realize that it's not the most popular knot, but, you know, it's a standard knot. It's a workhorse of knots. So I'm calling your knotting podcast streaming thing to
this
tell you that
podcast.
Like
I don't know what a podcast is.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm calling your streaming show to tell you that like Slipknots are getting overlooked. Talk about Slipknots.
I'm going to be honest with you, Barbara. Slipknots are very like mid 2000s.
Yeah, it's also a Midwest Iowa metal band.
Yeah.
If you didn't know.
Yeah, no, I do know. That's who I was talking about.
Oh. Okay.
And your name is Barbara?
Barbara Glasshouse,
yes. Is that a nickname or is that a middle name?
No, it's not a nickname.
Hey, Barbara, where were you a couple weeks back?
I was hanging out mostly in Edgewater.
Did you see me?
I think so.
You did?
Yeah. You're like...
I'm a white girl with brown hair.
Oh, you're not 4'3 with like red hair?
No.
I could have sworn that was you.
Barbara, do you throw stones? Because there's a... saying,
oh,
people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you familiar with
I
that?
Am a glass house, so you shouldn't throw a stone at me, buddy. Ooh. Don't think you didn't think I heard that every day on the playground? You don't think I heard that every single day of my fucking life?
Oh. Hey, Barbara, have you ever met a witch?
I have met a witch.
Full-on witch?
Full-on witch?
I have met a...
I am getting so hungry.
Me too.
I have met a full-on witch. I was at a Qdoba... And she was in line behind me and she was like, I am definitely a witch. And she had the pointy hat and everything. And it was adorable.
Wait, it's called Qdoba? I thought it was Kdoba. Like what house?
I don't know. I've never heard anyone say it out loud. And it looks like just like someone like shout out some consonants, why just name it? Food house. Like, name it something that I can understand. Why?
Interesting that you want it to be named Food House when your last name is Glass House.
I feel like you're trying to pin me in.
Call a Walmart.
You're really focused on this house.
Call a Walmart a storehouse. Call a 7-Eleven a gas house.
Maybe Adel Rifai just likes to riff. Just a riff guy. Adel Riff guy.
Ooh,
that's all
me.
You are.
Do me.
Oh, you're a Sarah Maher.
Well, look who's running
lady,
a gas house.
A lady mom. Hey, I didn't ask to become the name person. I just called to ask about Slipknots.
You didn't really call to ask about it so much as tell us about
also,
it.
Also, it's not plural. The band is called Slipknot. To say Slipknot suggests that there's two parallel bands, both called Slipknot, who
you
are
never
somehow
saw the other
working
Slipknot?
In tandem.
You never saw the other Slipknot.
Barbara, unless there's alternate dimensions around us, there's only one Slipknot.
The other Slipknot was the better Slipknot.
Okay, fine. You know what? We're going to let you go think about this.
What, are you going to...
Cool off a little bit.
Guys are real slap nuts.
Right? Jeez Louise.
I just made that up because he said Slipknot, and I'm like, that kind of sounds like slap nuts. And I'm like, that should be a phrase.
Yeah, I get it.
Real slap nuts.
I get it. Yeah, that's a good one. Oh, okay. We have another caller. Hello, welcome to the Wicked Knitter Radio Hour with Sarah and Adel.
Hey, my name is Nerf, and I got my wife.
Your name is Nerf?
Hi, Nerf.
Yeah,
like the foam toy?
No, like my father. I'm a junior, Nerf Jr.
Nerf Jr., like the TV show Nick Jr.?
This guy is only references.
Oh, there's someone else on the line.
Like a Nerf herder, like Star Wars?
Adel, come on, man.
What?
Get on people's butts. Get off people's butts for a minute.
Yeah. Get off their butts.
I have an important question. It's my wife, Inta.
Yes,
hello.
I am Inta. Okay, get
all
off their butts. Get off their butts.
What accent was that?
It was Kazakhstani. Kazakhstan Lee.
Oh,
I marvel at myself.
I feel like I shouldn't have said that thing about you only having one accent. You're really trying to...
I'm really trying to what? What am I trying to do?
It is gold.
That's awful. Whoever... that person is, he's just awful.
Heaven, all mean heaven.
Hi, Inta. Hi, Nerf.
Hi. We're having trouble finding housing. We need an apartment with 47 bedrooms.
Oh no.
And I'm hoping there's somebody listening out there that might, you know, help us out.
We would love to help people out. Right now, we're helping out people who have seen witches. We're helping knitters. And
we have
also
seen witches.
Yeah, yes. All the time.
Full-on witches?
Oh, full-on witches?
Full-blown.
Full-blown.
Full-blown witch.
Half-blown, full-blown, quarter-blown witches.
I can't tell you how frustrating it is to meet a half-blown.
Sometimes mid-blow.
Mid-blown, yes.
A mid-blown witch?
Yeah, back in our homeland. We're new to this city.
But, where are you guys from?
Back in your homeland? Midnight Vultures? Odelay.
Get off their butts.
I'm sorry.
Dude.
Wow. Yeah, well, no, we're not from Chicago originally.
Where are you from?
It's complicated.
Like what? Or
like that movie with Alec Baldwin and Meryl Streep? Was that a movie?
Are you
that
like from Connecticut or something?
You could say that, I guess.
Sure.
There's a lot of trees where we're from. There's a lot of trees in Connecticut, right?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Well, I mean, yeah. We'll see whatever we can do. Maybe there'll be someone else who can call in and help you find a 47 bedroom house.
Oh, that would be great.
I gotta ask, why do you need so many bedrooms?
We have a big family.
We have a lot of kids.
What are their names?
Oh. Did you bring a lunch?
I did, actually. Yes, I did.
You didn't hang up on me. I'm just conferenced in.
Oh, Barbara.
I happen to be a real estate agent, so we should talk.
Well, this is a happy accident.
Your last name is Glasshouse, and you're a real estate agent? Do you realize how self-obsessed you are?
Oh, my God, I hate you.
Okay, so I'm assuming that you're trying to tell us that you have 47 kids, which I cannot believe.
Well, no, we have more than that. It's just that, you know, two kids will share a room.
Yes. And we share a room. I'm not sure if it's your custom for the husband and wife to share
custom?
A room.
Oh, we're not. No, we're just friends.
We're just friends.
Or you mean in general. You mean...
Oh, you're not attached to this guy? Why do you hang out with him?
You know what?
Is it because your husband left you?
Oh, you know what? He did leave, didn't he? Huh.
I always forget, even just moments ago, we recalled that Arnie's been gone for 2 years, and I forgot about it until Nerfball said something.
It's just Nerf.
Oh, sorry. I used to have, do you ever play with Nerfball?
I play with
Nerfball.
It
feels so good.
We have 47 kids, I play with Nerfball.
Thank God.
Wow, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
At least you're not half blown.
No.
I appreciate the love that I feel, you know, through the radio waves from you guys, because I can tell you have a pretty healthy relationship.
Can you feel the love tonight? Lion King.
That's the song that was playing when she thought of me and I sprouted from her back.
What?
Ooh. I'm sprouting husband's back. Yeah.
I think there's a language barrier here. I've worked with a lot of refugees in my line of
work. Barbara, hang up.
Barbara, go home.
Refugees? Wyclef Jean. Abegante November.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles, With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
Wait a minute. Oh my gosh, wait a minute. You guys seem weird.
Thank you.
Have you seen me? Did you see me a couple weeks ago? I should describe myself. Mm-hmm. I'm a white girl with brown hair who's 5'6".
Oh, wow. That's
she lives in like the northern area of Chicago.
Oh, that narrows it down.
White girl, brown hair.
That narrows it down. We may have seen you, I think.
You saw me?
Possibly.
Were you carrying a sensible purse that matches most outfits?
Yeah, something in a muted tone that goes with everything, yes.
A puffy coat?
You got it.
Were you holding a Starbucks cup?
I mean, if it was any time between 8:30 and 11 a.m.,
yeah,
yes.
Tends to. Maybe at some point said, I can't even.
Well, you don't know white girls.
No, I know white girls. Marlon Wayans and Sean Wayans are two guys who put on whiteface and...
Barbara, hang up.
Get the fuck off the phone. You are fucking with my last nerve. Okay, we need to talk to these folks, Adam. We need to get serious about this because we have a mystery to solve. Let me tell you the mystery that I have, and I want to see if you two can help me. Would you mind helping me?
Sure.
Okay. About...
Well, screw Octavia Spencer. I guess these guys are the help.
Do you have something to say to any word that is thrown out?
Yeah, but I also censor myself. I mean, like, a few minutes ago, this guy said there are a lot of trees in Connecticut, and I wanted to say, like, what is that, the new John Irving book? But I didn't, so I do censor myself.
I lost a week of my life, and it was just a couple weeks back.
My life.
You got it. I don't know what happened. I've got some guy who's either Santa or a wizard coming to me, talking to me. Also, my husband has been gone for 2 years, but that's kind of on the back burner. I want to know what
happened. I forgot. He's been gone for 2 years.
He's been gone for 2 years.
I need to write. Hold on. I'm going to get a pen and paper. 1 second. I'm sorry.
We should write it down. But here's the thing. I don't know where I went, and I don't know how I got back, and I don't know what happened. Have you ever heard of something like this happening?
It happens a lot back where we're from.
Okay. It is not Connecticut. I'm going to put you guys on the spot. What? I don't think you're from Connecticut.
No, We're from Connecticut.
We like many things from Connecticut, like commuting into New York City.
Yes.
Oh, that checks out.
You guys, this knitting circle is for honesty only. And you can be honest here. Where are y'all from?
We are goblins.
What?
Yes.
What?
We're gobbling up our time on the show.
You are fucking with me right now.
We are goblins from another land. We came here, we bought cell phones, we're looking for apartments.
Chicago rent is reasonable, but not compared to what we're used to. Right.
Check out Bronzeville. Also, you said you came here, you bought cell phones. I feel like there's a pretty big chasm of time that you're leaping over.
Okay, so here's the thing. What did you guys eat? What was the first thing you ate?
A baby.
Oh, no. Come on.
I know. Too fatty. I told him.
But it was so chunky. It was the cheeks.
See, you guys seem like
chunky
nice
Chunky baby.
Folks.
Yes. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Don't worry, you guys. I'm going to murder him soon. Listen, you guys don't know that it's not cool to eat babies here. So I'm just going to give you a hot tip, okay? Because I like you. I want you guys to succeed.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks. Well, we ate that baby to feed our babies.
All right, well, at least that's something.
Is it wrong to eat a baby if you're sharing it? I feel like that's...
I'm sorry, I'm still on the line.
Motherfuck. Is that Barbara? No. Is that... Who is this? Greg?
Greg.
Hey, Greg. What's up, dude?
That's just gross. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I really love talking to you guys, but we do have a mystery to solve.
What's the mystery? Now, Scoob.
I'm still on the line.
Oh,
I actually am also a psychiatrist.
Oh.
I think I can, like, clinically diagnose your co-host.
Yeah, man, go for it.
As hilarious?
I think he has pop culture Tourette's.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. He has no control over these sort of ticks, but they manifest themselves.
No control over ticks? Oh, no.
They manifest
themselves. Get off me. Lyme disease.
Who is that?
That one made no sense.
I'm still on the line. Who is that?
We have watched a lot of TV and movies in the time that we have been here, and I recognize most of your references.
Oh, no. I have Tourette's. I must be in New York at Radio City Music Hall. Seeing a line of women kick. It's the Tourette's.
I think sort of the more anxiety he has, the more his pop culture references don't really make sense exactly.
You know what? That makes a lot of sense because I feel like my buddy Adol, like, he feels my anxiety. I think it's palpable because I really want to get to the bottom of this.
Emperor Palpable.
See? Star Wars. He's just trying to help his friend Sarah out.
You probably have extra anxiety because you've got too much
Barbara,
on your head.
Barbara, you are a piece of shit.
If you're looking to downsize your living situation, I will
set fire. I'm going to set fire to that fucking line you're on.
I just think that he probably has an anxiety about things in his life, and so he has to escape into some pop culture references. But I'm just saying that all of life doesn't have to be pop culture. Take that from Dr. Greg DeBunny.
Hey, Greg DeBunny, I was really happy you were gone, but that helped. That really helped. We're going to hang up on you now, okay, bud?
Okay.
You have a good one.
I'm not going to hang up just in case.
I'm not leaving till we get to the bottom of this.
I'm never going to hang it up. Not the way I hang it up.
I thought you were
going
to go, never going to hang you up. Never going to
Now I'm upset with myself.
That's all right. You take a moment.
Hey, Sarah.
Yep.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, sure.
I just noticed I have a piece of paper in front of me and a pen, and I wrote down, missing for 2 years, AR. What was I writing? AR, oh, Adol Refai? Missing for 2 years, R, a pirate. No. What was I writing?
Oh, did you miss?
What's been missing for 2 years?
Costume?
Yes, that's it.
Where are you?
2 years ago, I was a pirate for Halloween, and I lost that outfit. That's what it is. That's been missing for 2 years.
Well, you better finish that sentence.
Case closed.
Okay, so the lines are open on the Wiccan Knitter Radio Hour. We are taking questions about witches. We're taking questions about knitting. But most of all, we're getting to the bottom of the mystery of what happened about 2 weeks ago when I disappeared for a full week. Also, we're taking tips on my husband that's been gone for 2 years. But that's besides the point. You know what it feels like, Adol?
What's that?
It feel like, have you ever seen cheese?
Can you elaborate?
Oh, gosh.
I make cheese out of my milk.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry. We're still on the phone.
Oh, yeah. Cool. You got a cow?
No, out of the milk that comes out of my horn. I used to feed my goblin children.
Oh, shit.
I make milk. I make kefir.
Look at those. If you could see these horns.
You make kefir. So did 24. Made his career.
Listen, you guys are...
He was actually kind of washed up.
Barbara,
come back
Barbara.
For him.
Wait, hold on. No, stay on the line.
I think Lost Boys
you
made him.
You think Lost Boys made Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah, obviously.
Barbara,
yeah.
I'm going to rip your fucking heart out from your mouth, and I'm going to put a Slipknot through it.
Well, you know what? Then why don't you hang up on me correctly? Because I've been stuck in the line.
I don't think their hang-up works.
I don't think their hang-up
mechanism
works.
Greg, I'm glad you're here. I'm going to say a name. When I say the name, I want you to say the first thing you think of.
Yes.
Ready?
Okay.
Kiefer Sutherland. First thing you think of.
The sky.
What?
Look, everything doesn't have to be a pop culture reference.
No, it does.
Try another one.
Sarah, do you have children?
I do. I have one child. I have a daughter. She's about 2.5 years old.
Don't call her daughter.
I do call her daughter.
We're having a hard time finding a school for our children.
Yeah.
Oh, CPS?
Oh, God, no. No, no. We may homeschool.
Oh,
if you want a good school system, you can get a place in Oak Park. They have very good schools there. I can pick you up in my Escalade and take you to an open house
of
if you don't mind me
Barbara
vaping.
Of course, Barbara owns an Escalade.
If you don't mind me vaping on the way there.
Barbara, I've decided I like you and I forgive you and I want you to stay here.
Thank you very much.
Just kidding. I want you to fucking
we'll
die.
Have a good
I want your
time.
To melt off.
We're on an all-night Escalade. Who sings that?
Janet Jackson.
Janet Jackson.
And we're back. Welcome to the Wiccan Knitter Radio Hour with Sarah and...
This is Adol.
Adol. We are here talking to the goblins. Goblins, I want to say welcome to Chicago. Chicago is considered a safe liberal haven for refugees.
Oh, good.
And that doesn't sound like what you guys are. It sounds more like if you're anything, you're immigrants or just regular old goblins that just got
here. Kind of just ended up here.
Yeah.
Really, didn't really choose it.
No, we just kind of ended up here. Mm-hmm. Couple
immigrants. I don't have anything.
Get the job done.
Da-na-na.
Okay, what's da-na-na. That?
Immigrants, we get the... Have you not seen Hamilton?
No.
We came here, we got cell phones.
Oh, yes. And then Hamilton tickets.
You got Hamilton tickets? I've been entering the lottery every day. I've held off on listening to the soundtrack because I don't want to know anything going in. I don't know how know the story. How did you get tickets?
You don't want to know how American history goes?
Barbara. Read a book. Why don't you... Glass House, what are you, a 1980 Billy Joel album? Fuck off, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara.
Oh, yeah, I never heard that one.
Barbara, I challenge you to a duel.
I challenge you to a duel.
No, I already challenged you first. Barbara.
Fine, then I accept your challenge.
Great, I'll see you at dawn, bitch.
Bitch.
I feel bad that I called Barbara a bitch.
I called her a bitch several times.
I think I'm going to stop saying that.
I feel great
that.
About
That's
it.
A bad word.
It is a bad word.
It's a bad word.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
There's two things I'm doing in 2017. I'm not using plastic bottles, and I'm not using the word bitch.
That's great.
Thanks.
We love plastic.
What do you do with it?
Oh, we burn it. The smell is really nice.
Intoxicating.
Yeah.
It's an aphrodisiac.
We don't have that where we're from.
So we don't have much time, but I wanted to know...
Time, what? If we needed another minute, I got nothing.
What can we do to help you guys? Like, oh, here's something. What would remind you of home?
Oh, home.
Wow, a swamp, a tree stump.
A swamp with some putrid smells.
Yeah.
You know, Chicago was built on a swamp.
Really?
Yeah, you can go to a couple places and it smells pretty gross.
Oh, the Wilson Red Line stop. That was amazing. That's the closest to home
so
far. That's
pretty swampy, yeah. So they have these places like 30 minutes up north. It's still just like swampland. You could probably walk around and feel like you're at home.
Oh, do you think, Nerf, we could maybe set up our own home?
I think so. I would like that very much.
Yes, cool. With rooms for all our children and a sex dungeon.
Yes.
What? What's a sex dungeon?
You know what a sex dungeon is.
I don't know what a sex dungeon is.
50 Shades of Grey.
I don't talk about it, but some of my places that I show have sex
dungeons. Damn it, Barbara.
You're not fucking sexually adventurous, and we know it.
Wait, you
I didn't say I was sexually adventurous.
You have a
I
sex
say
dungeon?
No. Some of the places I sell as a real estate agent have sex dungeons in them.
Cool.
Can you,
really cool.
If you're going to stay on the line, can you at least help them buy a home, maybe some sort of fun home? At the light. Ring of keys.
No.
I got to apologize for my friend. He is feeling my anxiety right now. He's really acting out because he's what you call an empath. I don't know if you guys ever, do you have those in quote unquote, air quote, Connecticut?
An empath. Is that like a psychic?
A little bit. They tap into like feelings.
Oh, a leech.
Feel them.
A leech.
A leech. An emotional leech.
Yes, we have plenty of those.
Yes. My grandmother was one.
Yes, she was.
And Sarah, I can tell you, I have not seen you, but I can tell that you are a good person. You can do better than Adel.
Oh, no, we're not together. Oh. He's just my friend.
We're not married. She's married to Arnie. Arnie. Here,
oh,
let me finish writing
funny.
That.
That's funny. That's how we know each other, because he was Arnie's friend first, and then he was my friend.
We've met an Arnie.
Yes. That must be a common Earth name.
It must be.
Very common Earth.
Do you guys hear that?
Is that Greg?
Sarah.
Barbara?
In my current state, I fear that I shan't be able to connect with you as often as I did before, but know this, know that I am protecting Arnie as much as I am able in these dark and terrible times, and that soon you shall be reunited.
My God, Santa, come back.
No, that's Usador.
What?
I know
Usador,
that guy.
Usador, wizard, has many names,
Usador.
Talks about them endlessly.
Yes.
You guys know that guy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's from Foon. We're not from Connecticut.
Connecticut.
It's called Foon.
Oh, we're friends now. You guys are in the Honesty Wiccan Knitting Circle.
Welcome, goblins.
Welcome.
I'm still on the line. Greg DeBunny. If you know this Usador guy and he has many names, what are they?
There's Charlie.
Twelfth Knight.
The Twelfth Knight of Ephesius.
Usurin. No.
Ephesian. Like the lotion? Come on, Adel, where's that reference? Where's my lotion reference?
Lotion.
Gangrene, Gangetes.
Lotion, Dana killed her.
The elves know him as is Hoobastank.
That's right.
Hoobastank? Speaking of Slipknot.
Hoobastank?
Yeah, that's, yeah, his name is Hoobastank.
Hoobastank is no Slipknot.
For once, I agree with Barbara.
Barbara, I'm going to take an old-timey fucking gun, and I'm going to fill it with gunpowder and a bullet, and I'm going to shoot you at sunrise.
Yeah, well, you'll already be dead because I'm using a normal, regular, timely gun.
You should listen to Hoobastank.
You're going
to
use a timely gun.
A gun that is more timely to the time period that we live in now.
Great.
I'm going to finish vaping.
So you guys know this. I've been calling him Santa or a wizard.
Usador.
But there's other names that we don't know that
he won't reveal, I don't think they exist.
I don't think.
I think he's just making them up.
Oh, so reveal. Get a nice baby cow and make it real thin. Pound it real thin.
I think that's Joe Pesci.
Yeah, baby-fed veal. It's a nice
baby-fed veal.
You guys know Arnie? Because that's my husband.
We met him.
We met an Arnie.
Yes.
Are you serious? In Foon?
We've met an Arnie in Foon, yes. Is that your Arnie?
It might be. Is he really tall? Well, I don't know. I don't know how tall you guys are because I haven't seen you yet, but...
Three apples high.
Oh, he's more than three apples high.
Well, how big are your apples?
Oh, gosh. Everything is relative. Yes.
I've seen the apples in Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah, okay.
But have you seen Appalachia? That's what I call home.
He can tell I'm getting really excited. So... I think it's my Arnie because he's about 60 apples high.
Okay. Does he look older than his age?
Yes.
Much older.
Far older. He's got a beard, hair on his face.
Okay. Yeah, and she's not sitting right next to me.
No horn?
No horn.
No horn. Yeah.
Spiky hair?
No horn, no honk.
It's the laugh after.
Yeah, it's definitely the laugh. It's the laugh. So smug for no reason.
Oh, this sounds amazing, but I'm getting a nod from Shirley, and she says it's time that we have to wrap up.
Oh.
Thank you so much for calling in.
It's time to wrap up.
And thank you to my buddy Adel. Hey, goblins.
Yes.
Can we, get together for a coffee
or
something?
Please, I'm having a goblin lady wine night.
That's
Lady
amazing.
Wine night.
Okay, where should I find you? Should I just go to the swamp 30 minutes away?
Please, yes. And our wine is actually calf's blood. But
oh, shit. I don't drink that shit.
That's fine. Bring your own.
Okay, very cool.
Calf's blood. Can I get a half calf's blood? Half calf.
Adel, thanks for being my buddy. We'll figure out what happened to me eventually.
We will. I feel like we have some good leads. We know where you weren't seen.
That's true.
And that's a huge help.
And we also have a note now to find your pirate costume.
Oh, that's right. I lost my pirate costume.
So... And I'm sure there are other assholes on the line.
Barbara, if you're there.
Barbara, we're hanging up now.
I blew Joe Pesci in college.
Oh, God. Fuck you, Barbara.
It's the Chicago Knitting and Supernatural. Chicago Knitting and
Well, that was fun, right? Like the occasional Voyager episode where we spend some time back on Earth with Lieutenant Barclay. All the characters you just enjoyed were played by residents of your own planet, the only one there is. Sarah Maher was played by herself. Follow her on Twitter at S. Maharaja. Adel Rafai was played by Adel Rafai, Chicago voiceover artist. If air quotes were high-pitched shrieks, you'd be clutching your face in agony. Isn't it great to hear him out of character? Fun to get a peek behind the carefully constructed veneer. Barbara Glasshouse was played by Matt Young, who portrays women only as shrill, relentless crones. I wonder if that detail's given some ink in his Tinder profile. Inta and Nerf, the displaced goblins from a fantastical world that's not in peril, were Marla Caceres and Eddie Pena. You can see them carrying Adel as regular performers with World News Tonight at Chicago's IO Theater. Well, see you next week.
So there's gonna be a show next week.
Well, of course there'll be a show. Just because I want to keep worlds separate doesn't mean I want any of them engulfed in evil. Look, if Hog's face is still down, we can probably grab a signal from that high concept critical darling cowboy world. That's always good for 40 or so minutes.
Okay, Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Ryan DiGiorgi. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Lebon, additional audio effects by Jason Knox, production assistance by Garrett Schultz. Visit us at HelloFromTheMagicTavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op, and thanks to Earwolf. Extra special thanks this week to Andy Poland for the new theme song, because that was clearly a theme song for a fake show that doesn't exist no matter what anyone else says. And if you're missing the regular Magic Tavern crew this week, all three of them played Gauntlet, the old video game, for IGN.com. If you go to IGN's website, you can see Hello from the Magic Tavern plays Gauntlet. Just do a Google search for that. It'll probably come up right away. Thanks to the folks from IGN for that. It was very fun to do. And I think it proves that the show's not real and nothing is going wrong at all. Now might also be a good time to check out the spin-off series Offices and Bosses on Howl.
Okay, back to scanning the continuum. That and my banana bread should be ready to come out of the fire hutch.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
Is win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying.
Lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.